About 6 months ago, I went outside to go to work, and something was a little off, and that was that my truck was missing. So it was stolen, and I had to just prove that I could do it, and here I am.
So when that happened to you, what made you pause and say, I want to give this a try and go completely car-free instead of saying, I need to get this replaced immediately. I can't survive without a car.
I called my mom and said, well, hey, look, a big weight has been lifted off my shoulders. My truck got stolen. I don't have to worry about maintenance or gas or insurance.
What challenges do you incur or have you incurred in riding your bicycle?
Even though I deal with it on a daily basis, the weather obviously is a daily challenge. Like today, it's very humid, so I made sure to show up a little early. I brought a change of clothes. That's something that maybe inhibits a lot of people from riding to work, because they think, oh, I'm going to get all sweaty. Riding in the wintertime, riding in the rain, definitely it's a learned skill. Like, you can't just go out there and, there's a foot of snow on the ground and say, I'm going to go to work today,
What do you do in those extreme conditions?
Luckily, I think a lot of my route is on a snow route, and so the streets are generally cleaned. I usually do have to, because they don't clean the side streets, walk my bike from my house maybe a block and a half to where they have cleaned the streets, and I can just go from there. I drive maybe once every 3 weeks for just to get dog food, maybe if that, I do still have a driver's license, things like that.
How do you battle the elements?
Luckily, there are many companies that make cycling-specific gear. Sometimes you pay a penny, pretty penny for them, and maybe you lose some of that monetary advantage from not having a car because you're spending extra money on equipment, but it's an investment. It lasts several years, whether it's, a waterproof, windproof jacket or fenders on your bike or bags. There are various ways to just stay warm, stay dry, stay cool.
Do you find that you have a good pedestrian-driver relationship?
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like I see a lot of the same people every morning just because I'm there, sometime between 7:30 and 8 every day, and they usually give me a pretty wide berth. I don't really see it as a me versus them. It's a us together, both getting there safely type thing. Despite what you might think they don't want to run you over, I would hope not anyway.
In your 3 years of riding in St. Louis, mm-hmm. How do you feel that the city has become more or less bike-friendly?
You can see it with the Great Rivers Greenway and the TARCH tax passing, which helped funded that. And there's been a lot of investments in infrastructure. And so when there's more people cycling, just the same way there's more people buying healthy food or more people doing this, the powers that be are going to invest in those things.
So for someone who is seriously considering bringing a bicycle into their life, what are some resources that you recommend exploring?
I would just say, if you have an interest in it, there are many avenues to explore it, whether it be just taking, a Saturday ride in Forest Park, going to the library and getting some books about it, or, seriously considering biking. I would say your first best bet would be to go to a bike shop and say, this is what I'm looking for. Can you help me? Or if you have a friend that's already doing with it, speak with them, learn from their experience what to do, what not to do, and just get out there and ride, I guess.
So you've made a very big investment into your cycling future.
Sure, yeah. I see it as an investment in myself, too. It keeps me healthy, keeps me active, allows me to see the city in ways that you wouldn't see from inside a car.